You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Audrey Matat in the Greenville Pioneer reports that sewer costs are going up in Greenville. The town board voted August 15th to raise the sewer fees $14 per quarter to $210. The town last raised rates in 2007. Greenville is financing a 30-year loan extension, and the financiers, Environmental Facilities Corporation, recommended the town raise rates to create a fund balance for future repairs. Quote, "We have been under one consent after another, and the old plant is getting switched over to the new one, and there's a lot of uncertainty with what it's going to take us to operate that plant in terms of cost," said Supervisor Paul Macko. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump picked his latest fight September 7th with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. At a state Conservative Party endorsement event, Trump questioned how much business has come to the state after New York spent millions on a national advertising campaign for startup. Quote, "I guarantee you the money would have been better spent doing something else," Trump said, according to the newspaper. An audit showed that 408 jobs have been created by the Startup New York program. Cuomo answered back saying, quote, "We want to make sure businesses come to New York and locate in New York. We have states all day long trying to steal our businesses and trying to lure them to other states. We've made great progress. We've cut taxes. We're a pro-growth, pro-business state. We want people to know that. Obviously, the message is effective because last time I checked, Donald Trump is located in the state of New York, right? Was I shocked that Donald Trump criticized me? Could anyone be shocked that Donald Trump criticized anything?" End quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Marie J. French reports in the Albany Business Review that the Vascular Group PLLC, an Albany-based physicians group, is looking for an office space in Hudson. The Vascular Group PLLC has 21 physicians treating patients in Albany, Glens Falls, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, Amsterdam, Troy, Saratoga Springs, Schenectady, and previously out of Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. But they grew out of that space, and they are looking for a space with 6 patient rooms and a waiting area for up to 25 patients. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Yvonne Lajara reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County ranked number 1 in the northeastern United States in job creation in 2014, and 13th in the nation, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Overall, 3.9% of employment in Ulster County came from startups in 2014, well ahead of the national rate of 2.1%. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine said, quote, "This is wonderful news. It is indicative of a steady progression of tech-based businesses and other startups that are embracing Kingston and all of Ulster County," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.